It's a pleasant, active, fairly unremarkable Friday in Milton Keynes, a pleasant, active, fairly unremarkable city about 50 miles northwest of London, equidistant from Cambridge and Oxford. Milton Keynes offers little of the history, pageantry, and color of these legendary destinations. It is an unassuming place of office buildings, shopping malls, and residential developments, a so-called new city created in the 1960s to showcase the power of common-sense urban policies and business-friendly economic strategies. Today, Milton Keynes boasts solid growth and low unemployment, even as it lacks a sense of style. Francis Tibbles, the late British architect and urban planner, and the author of an influential book called Making People-Friendly Towns, was impressed with the substance of what the city had achieved, but dismissed its personality as bland, rigid, sterile, and totally boring. In a paper titled Milton Keynes, Who Forgot the Urban Design?, Tibbles lamented that the city had missed the opportunity to become one of the world's greatest examples of new placemaking, and had become instead just another collection of good, bad, and indifferent buildings. All of which makes what's happening in the Oak Grove district so out of character. Crowds of curious residents drive, walk, and otherwise gather around a noisy, energetic sidewalk scene. A DJ is spinning tunes and swaying to the thumping beat of the latest dance music. A clown on stilts is delighting kids and high-fiving anyone tall enough to reach her hand. There's popcorn and ice cream and face painting. There are also several prominent politicians, including the mayor of Milton Keynes, sporting his ornate chain of office, a British ceremonial artifact that extends back to the Middle Ages, and the local member of parliament, a Tory, who beat the mayor in the last election. The former rivals seem to get along fine. But perhaps the most notable celebrity is a 12-year-old Yorkshire Terrier named Sir Duffield, who passers-by recognize, fawn over, and ask to pet. Does this energetic gathering herald the opening of a big show from Cirque du Soleil, or the local premiere of a Hollywood blockbuster? Actually, believe it or not, it's the first day of a 2-day festival celebrating the arrival of a new bank, a bank that is taking Milton Keynes and England as a whole by storm. Metro Bank opened its first retail location in central London's Holborn neighborhood back in July 2010. The company has been on a tear ever since, opening locations in London's busiest areas, Earl's Court, Kensington, the City of London Financial District, as well as Cambridge to the northeast, Brighton to the south, and Reading to the west. This grand opening is for Metro's second branch in Milton Keynes, and its 27th in England. The bank's near-term goal is to open 200 locations, sign up 1 million customers, recruit 5,000 employees, and attract $40 billion in deposits by 2020, an audacious plan that has attracted more than $1.4 billion in capital from some of the world's best-known investors and created the buzziest financial services brand in the United Kingdom. Metro Bank, it should be understood, is not just another entrepreneurial growth story. It is quite literally unlike any financial institution England has seen before. This location, like all of Metro's retail branches, is bright and brash, playful and provocative. The shimmering glass structure with its red and black interior color scheme, its high ceilings and silver columns, evokes the spirit of a polished Apple store rather than a musty bank. Signs in the lobby and slogans on the screens of the ATMs feel like rallying cries more than product messages. Love your bank at last. Dogs rule. Kids rock. No more stupid bank rules. Brightly colored coin counting stations, called magic money machines, look like contraptions Willy Wonka might have designed for his chocolate factory. Images of the company's mascot, an oversized M named Metro Man, loom large. Metro Man himself is on hand to greet the crowd in Milton Keynes. Bank staffers make their own design statements in keeping with Metro's look and feel. The women wear red dresses with black blazers, or black dresses with red blazers. The men wear suits with crisp white shirts and red ties. Even Sir Duffield sports a fetching Metro Bank dog scarf.